not to work. And oh, for those people who do work, they're getting ready to raise your taxes. That's their plan, and they define anything and everything as infrastructure. I don't think that's going to fly with the American people, but this is where the left wants to go. Let's hope we can stop them before they make the situation any worse.
Disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti is launching an effort to stay out of prison. He's going to appeal the 2.5-year sentence he was recently given for trying to extort Nike. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if it didn't pay him millions. His appeal comes a week after the Oregon-based company said it will seek just over $856,000 from the lawyer. Avenatti also making numerous TV appearances on MSNBC and CNN, where one anchor on CNN thought he should run for president. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's going to be a muggy night, a warm one, early morning 70s to 80. Few clouds, dry weather. It's a dry start to the day, sunny for the morning, the afternoon partly cloudy skies. The afternoon, a few thunderstorms scattering around the area. Highest temperatures of the day making it to the mid-90s, feel like temperatures near 100 to lower 100s. For the weekend, a better chance of thunderstorms a little bit. Still hot though, low to mid-90s. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms Saturday as well as Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. We have a wonderful show lined up for you tonight and a great guest. We have the marketing director of French Quarter Festivals Incorporated, Morgan Valerie, with us to talk about Satchmo Summerfest. Valerie, how you doing? I'm sorry, Morgan.
I'm
sorry.
No worries. I'm so used to it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. First and foremost, thank you for coming on and sharing all the cool stuff that's going to be happening next weekend.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us on.
And I guess, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, is this not the first festival inside of New Orleans since the pandemic?
This is definitely one of the first festivals inside of our city. So we are really excited about this opportunity, this chance to come back and really do it big.
So let everybody know a little bit of the story behind, you know, what's going on with the Satchmo Summerfest. if somebody, if they're living under a rock and don't know about it.
Right. So if you're living under a rock and you have not heard about this festival, you are in for a treat. So French Quarter Festival, Inc., we produce Sactional Summerfest, which is presented by Chevron. And it is this year a 2-day festival. It's typically 3 days, but it's a premier festival. It's dedicated to the life, the legacy, and the music of New Orleans' native son, Louis Sactional Armstrong. It is actually the only festival in Louisiana, actually, that celebrates him as well. We are jam-packed with music. There is great food. There is also a separate stage where you can learn more about the life and history of Louis himself. It is just a lot of good fun.
It is. I went a few years ago and got to go through the Jazz Museum as well, which was amazing. It was the first time that I'd gotten the opportunity to do that. But just it's a cool event, and you can't beat the music. Can you let the folks know about some of the artists that are going to be performing?
Yes, of course. So we're excited. It's going to be a great lineup. I know everyone's missing that live music and being able to get out and see it. I'm excited about so many folks. James Andrews is going to be there. Jeremy Davenport's returning. Treme Brass Band. We're really excited about the Lawrence Cotton Legendary Experience. A lot of people may not be familiar with that, but that is something we definitely think you guys should come and see. Robin Barnes and the Firebirds are coming back to see us. Hot 8 Brass Band and Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swing are going to close us out on Sunday. So definitely excited about that as well. We've got over 20 different artists that are going to be out over the weekend. So there's a little bit of something for everyone to listen to. We've got jazz, there's brass, there's swing, there's funk, a little bit of everything for everyone.
And, you know, no festival, I should back that up a little bit. New Orleans does festivals like nobody else. And, you know, I'm originally from St. Louis. And so festivals in St. Louis aren't exactly like what we have here, where when you go to a music festival specifically, you're not going to get the experience that you get at something like Sactional, where you have this wonderful music, but the food. The food is amazing. You're not getting corn dogs and hot dogs and funnel cakes. You know, you're getting amazing food from some of our great restaurants in our city. What kind of food do we have lined up for this?
So we've got some great food coming to everyone next weekend. I'm really excited. There's I love healthy food, but I love to indulge because the food in New Orleans is like nowhere else, right? Mm. We've got some interesting kind of fusion, global type cuisine, but with a New Orleans flavor. We've got a couple of folks returning to us. This will be a first time for our friends. Carmo is going to be coming out. We've got a lot of gluten-free and vegan options. Mm-hmm. 14 Parishes is going to be out there. They've got jerk chicken and festival, rightly so.
Right.
Asian Cajun's returning. Got that soft shell crab po' boy, which I'm really excited about. Crab grab seafood is going to be back. They've got these really good crawfish egg rolls. And, you know, to satisfy everyone's sweet tooth, Plum Street Snowballs is going to be there, which also will probably keep everyone as cool as possible because we know it is pretty hot this summer.
Right. And you hit on two. And 14 Parishes, actually, I live near Oak Street. They just opened up there. And I need to get over there because I've heard a lot of great things about them. And Agent Cajun, actually, is on Oak Street as well. So I've had that before, and it's amazing. And you're right, the soft shell crab po' boy, you can't beat it.
I'm definitely looking forward to that part.
So could you let everybody know where they can go to find out more information about the festival and how much does it cost to get in and all the details?
Sure. So we're definitely encouraging folks to go onto our website. You can find it at sactionalsummerfest.org. There you can actually pre-purchase your tickets, which is a little different from what we typically do. We are asking folks to purchase the tickets in advance. They are $7 pre-purchase. They will be $10 at the door, and that's a daily ticket. Capacity is going to be limited this year. Mm-hmm. And so we're really encouraging folks to go ahead and go online and register so they can, you know, make sure they have their spot and avoid the lines as well. Online, you can also find that full music lineup. You'll be able to see in the coming days, we've got our beverage lineup on there. We'll have our menu for our food fully on there really soon. You can also go online now and look at our poster, which is really cool. That is up there. You'll be able to purchase that as well. And look around our merchandise shop. We've got a lot of good things on there.
And I'm looking at it right now, and you're right. The poster is amazing. And you can also, people can also get involved as well if they wanted to volunteer, correct?
Yes, definitely. We are always looking for more volunteers. You know, this event is a lot of folks in the background making things happen and moving, and it is wonderful that we're able to have so many great people from the community come in and join us and volunteer and be a part of this. So you can definitely volunteer and join us and be a part of the crew.
Well, it sounds awesome, and like I said, I went a few years ago, and I had a great time, and I highly recommend it to everybody else. So one more time before we have to get away and take a break, what are the times and the dates, and where is this all going down at?
Yes, so join us for Sashnell Summerfest, presented by Chevron, September, I'm sorry, jumping into French Quarter Festival. Saturday, July 31st, and Sunday, August the 1st. We'll be kicking off with the Roots of Music. Kickoff at 11:15 on Saturday. We're going to run through about 8 o'clock each night. So come and join us. You can go online to sashnellsummerfest.org. Purchase your tickets in advance. $7 in advance, $10 at the door.
There you go. There's no reason not to not to get out there, experience all the wonderful music and the tribute to Satchmo, one of New Orleans' most, probably the most beloved son of the city. So head out there, have a great time, enjoy the music, get some good food, some good drinks. Morgan, thank you so much for coming by and letting everybody in on this.
Appreciate you having us on the show, DJ, and we hope that we'll see you out there at the fest.
I'm going to try my darndest to get over there. It's going to be a big day. I'm probably going to do both. I'm going to training camp in the morning, and there's no reason not to go to Satchmo in the afternoon, right?
Definitely, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side.
Celebrate the comeback of Satchmo Summerfest presented by Chevron July 31st through August 1st at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Purchase tickets and learn more about New Orleans' only festival dedicated to the great Louis Armstrong online at www.fqfi.org. Satchmo Summerfest is produced by French Quarter Festivals Incorporated.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Sir Speedy can help with signs, labels, packaging, menus, and other printed communications to help your employees and customers feel safe. We design, print, install, or drop off everything you need, and even provide online ordering through our website, send a file, or request quote options. Visit us at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And there's more festival news. That's right, Jazz Fest. Fingers crossed that we get to have Jazz Fest, by the way. But maybe a band that you might have heard of has been added to it, the Rolling Stones, and it would be the first time ever that there's going to be a Wednesday now, Patty.
I heard that, and it really surprised me, because they took out Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and now they added a Wednesday.
Well, yeah, Thursdays were local day, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't... I'm assuming they're going to play at the fairgrounds, I guess, but they didn't. Weren't they a couple years ago when they came? They played at the Dome, but that was considered part of Jazz Fest?
Yeah, it was during the Jazz Fest time they played at the Dome. But wait, was that not the one that was canceled?
Mm-mm.
No.
That was 2 years ago,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah.
I don't know. I hate to say it. I'm a Beatles guy, so I'm not.
Me too.
I'm not huge on the Rolling Stones. They're all right. There's a song that we play coming in and out to break, and it's maybe the first supergroup and maybe one of the best supergroups ever. But it's John Lennon on singing and playing guitar, and Eric Clapton on mm-hmm. guitar, Keith Richards, he's on bass, and the drummer from the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Oh wow.
Not a bad lineup.
No, some good people,
right? But yeah, I was never big into the Rolling Stones. I don't know. I'm such a loyalist when it comes to things like that. I'm goofy about stuff, so I know you can like both, but I don't know.
I like the Rolling Stones. I'm not a big Rolling Stones fan. I mean,
mm-mm.
but I like them. I've seen them a couple of times, but it's one of those things where this might be the last time you get to see them.
Well, I don't know. Keith Richards, I think, made a deal with the devils. He was going to outlive everybody.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's going to be cockroaches and Keith Richards.
Yeah.
and bless his heart, apparently, from what I've heard, the rumor is that when he's in town, he likes to go to Snake and Jake's.
I can believe that.
Which is in the neighborhood. I might have to go over there.
You might have to.
Just to check it out and see if that's really his favorite bar in New Orleans, mm-hmm. or in the United States, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's apparently the spot. Speaking of the Dome and that where they performed the last time, we got a new name.
Oh, do we?
We do. It's the Caesars Superdome.
All right.
You know, and when I first, and this has been rumored for a few weeks now, and a few weeks ago when I saw the notification flash on my phone, I just saw Caesars. And my mind went to in the naming rights for the Dome, and I'm like, oh hell, Little Caesars,
pizza.
Atlanta's never gonna let us live this down. I was so worried, but then I was so relieved. I'm like, oh, thank goodness it's Caesars Casino. Oh man, that would have been awful. But yeah, they signed the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District. I guess approved it.
they're going to be paying the Saints directly $138 million for 20 years.
20 years?
20 wow. years. Which to me, that seems like a long contract for naming rights, especially in this day and age where, like, you think about like Miami, I can't even keep up with how many yeah. names their football stadium has been. I think at one point it was, wasn't it Jimmy Buffett's
Yeah, Margaret, it was Landshark Stadium.
That's what it was,
yeah,
Landshark.
It was.
And yeah, I remember when I was a kid, it was Pro Player Stadium, mm-hmm. and I have no idea. Oh, now it's Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah.
So. Apparently they're not getting the deals that the Saints are getting because, well, I know the last time the naming rights came up for that specific stadium, there was a porn site that was trying to get the naming rights to it, which would have been hilarious.
It would have been.
I don't think it was going to fly. I know Mike was saying whenever they first brought up that Mercedes-Benz was pulling their name off the dome, he's like, well, I wonder if that porn site's going to try to get their name on the dome. Like, I don't know. I don't think that'll work. I mean, we do a lot of crazy things here in New Orleans,
yeah,
but I don't think that would be
yeah,
one of them that we should do.
So.
But you know, with all the renovations and things that are going on with the stadium, it's going to look great. And they did do some mock-ups of what it'll look like with the new branding. And I forgot who it was. It was one of our legislators. She kind of poo-pooed on it.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought it looked nice, but she didn't like the font and said that it was cartoonish. Like, mm-hmm. it's their normal font of Caesars. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It looked nice to me. So, I'm assuming we'll see a lot of work being done on the outside of it before the first week of September. So, because I know today, a couple days ago when I was coming into work, coming in here, top of the dome is pretty dirty right now.
Yeah, it is.
So I would assume they've probably been waiting. I mean, there's no reason to power wash it again and repaint it. But I think it looks nice. So you need to go check it out. I think there was pictures on NOLA.com today.
They were power washing it this afternoon. The side where the letters used to be.
Okay.
They were up there power washing it when I was coming in this afternoon.
Awesome. You know, and bless the hearts of those people that get up on top of there.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a job that I would ever do. I would probably pass out and pee my pants if I had to, if I had to get
no,
up
no,
there.
No, no, no,
no. No, thank you. And I'm sure they get paid very well for
they
it.
They should.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's take a break here. Again, make sure I want to thank Morgan for stopping by talking about Satchmo earlier. Don't forget, it's next weekend, July 31st and August 1st. It'll kick off at 11:15 in the morning on Friday, and I believe that there's a second line that starts it. So no reason not to get out there. It's a good reason to play hooky, actually. Work's overrated. I feel that way today. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Pelicans got their man today, and NFL is ruffling some feathers with the players with what they announced today. So we'll cover all that when we get back.
We rehearsed our lines clear and loud, but the cue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lane's a term never applied to us. Without a time to my name or a prayer in the world, I'll walk out the door. Destination anywhere but here, away from you. Now I'm on my
head. WGSO across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. President of Louisiana Trans Advocates Dylan Wagaspack says while the community is celebrating now, he fully expects the legislature will once again attempt to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's sports next year. Wagaspack says they expect bill author Franklin and Senator Beth Mizell to present the bill again in the next session.
So far, every time there has been an attempt to create new laws that are discriminatory against transgender people, they've failed. And this is the only one that has gotten close. So I expect to continue talking about this for a while.
The bill had 68 votes in the House, just too shy of the two-thirds needed to overturn the governor's veto. Governor Edwards wasn't shy about celebrating his win, saying Republicans who complained about him pressuring lawmakers into supporting his veto are being hypocritical.
I suspect I used all those that were at my disposal that previous governors have used and that they were using downstairs themselves. You're going to take politics out of politics?
Edwards says he was light on threats, but not light on promises. LRN.
It's our anniversary. The Louisiana Lottery is 30 years young. That's 30 years of giving you a reason to smile. For the celebration, we're bringing back an old favorite. The multiplier tickets are back. You can enjoy multiplying your winnings up to $200,000. There's even a multiplier crossword. Play $1 five times the cash with a top prize of $5,000. $2 10 times the cash, where you can win up to $20,000. Three-time extreme crossword paying up to $30,000. And there is also a $10 50 times the cash paying up to a whopping $200,000. And as part of our 30-year celebration, be sure to check out the $5 30 times the cash ticket with our anniversary logo and a special bonus feature on the back. That ticket pays up to $100,000. Pick up your tickets today. The Louisiana Lottery, celebrating 30 years of giving you a reason to smile. Must be 21 to purchase.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. There's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was delicate, there was a sense of right and wrong.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Don't forget, we're still a not-for-profit status radio station, and you can find out all the information about how you can get involved by going to WGSO.com. And you can find out a little bit more about all the hosts here and all the archived content. I think it goes back all the way to maybe the beginning of the year. So, and it's a good-looking website, and you know, something we're really proud of. So go over and check it out. And the news today out of the NFL was, boy, oh boy, did they piss off a lot of players. The news is that, and I'll just read the headline from ESPN, NFL warns teams COVID-19 outbreaks among unvaccinated players could lead to forfeited games. Well, I mean, it is what it is, you know. The Saints, I don't believe, are going to have an issue because they're all 100% vaccinated. I think they're one of maybe only a couple of teams that are fully vaccinated. But I kind of get where they're coming from, though. I mean, they did a lot of juggling last year, and there were some weeks where there was an NFL game on every night of the week. You know, so you can't really do that all the time. Especially, and I think it was a little easier last year, too, with nobody, you know, with a lot of the stadiums didn't have fans. And now you're not going to be able to do that kind of stuff. Especially, that would be a really good way to piss off season ticket holders. And you used to be a season ticket holder, right?
Yes, I did. This is my first year not being.
So, I mean, you know, whenever you have things planned like that, and most people have to work because those tickets aren't cheap.
Yes, you're right.
So you can't really move that around to, oh, we're going to do it on a Tuesday now or a Wednesday. You know, it's just not conducive. So, our favorite commissioner, Roger Goodell, informed the clubs of the new policy, and the league has encouraged vaccination for players but has not required it per an agreement with the NFL Players Association. Instead, the league has a series of incentives. Goodell wrote today, though, that more than 75% of NFL players were at least partially vaccinated, and more than half of the league's teams have player vaccination rates above 80%. You know, and that's something else I haven't understood. And we're dealing with it here as well. I think we have, in the city, we have 60% vaccination rate, and then 69%, I think, have at least one shot. What are people waiting on?
Yeah, what are you waiting
for? You know, like to me, it was a no-brainer. I mean, I had to wait a month between, I think it was 3 weeks between shots, yeah, but now nobody should have that issue. You know, once you get the first one, 2 weeks later, boom, you should be done.
Yeah. Well, they make the appointment when you get the first one.
Yeah.
So I don't get it either.
I read today, and it's unfortunate. I think it was somebody. It wasn't really clear. I know that it was definitely Louisiana, but the way that it made it looked like it was here in New Orleans. But unfortunately, a young man, he was 46 years old, but still, I'm 41, going to be 42, ugh. But I'm still going to consider that to be young.
Yes, absolutely.
And unfortunately, he didn't get vaccinated and got the Delta variant and passed away. Well, his mom ended up, when they had the funeral, they had vaccination set up at the funeral for people. She wanted to, like, basically, you know, don't let him pass away in vain. And there was 13 people got vaccinated there at the funeral.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And, I thought that was, it was an interesting and a very impactful way to go about it. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Like we talked about last night, that, guys, you got to get vaccinated. I really don't want to sit at home again for months.
No.
And it's truly, I'm getting to that point where I'm believing that that's probably the only way we're going to get to do the things that we want to do.
Yep, I'm afraid so.
But back to the NFL. So what they're talking about now is that that if a team has an outbreak of COVID-19 and wants to reschedule the game, it's going to be a no dice on that. They're going to have to forfeit. Which, honestly, I'm surprised some of that didn't happen last year.
You can't just reschedule an NFL game.
Right.
You know, the stadiums are used for other things.
Mm-hmm.
You got, and so maybe instead of going to New Orleans, you'd have to go somewhere else. But you got to travel with all this equipment and people.
Right.
And you can't just decide to do that.
Exactly. You know, and you know, and especially now because they picked up an extra week on the season, it makes it even tougher. Like last year, there was that little bit of flexibility that if they had to, mm-hmm. that week before the playoffs start, that they could have did something, but or they could have bumped the playoffs back another week,
right?
Because of the week off between the championship round and the Super Bowl, but. And let's see, according to the memo, it's quoted as saying, whether to reschedule a postponed game will be dependent on health and safety reasons at the recommendation of medical experts, as well as considerations of stadium availability, schedule integrity, fan convenience, and other appropriate matters. And if a forfeit occurs, players from both teams, and this is where why the players are getting pissed off, because if a forfeit occurs, players from both teams will lose their game checks.
Uh-huh.
The team that suffered the outbreak would be responsible for any shortfall in the league's revenue-sharing pool and also would be credited with a loss for the purposes of playoff seeding, with the opposing team credited with a win. And according to Caesars' William Hill, if a game is forfeited, a wager for standard spread, money line, and total wager on that game will be voided. And Goodell was quoted as saying, these operating principles are designed to allow us to play a full season in a safe and responsible way and address possible competitive or financial issues fairly. While there is no question that health conditions have improved from last year, we cannot be complacent or simply assume that we will be able to play without interruption, either due to COVID outbreaks among our clubs or outbreaks that occur within the larger community. These principles are intended to help inform decisions, recognizing that as in 2020, we will need to remain flexible and adapt to the possibly changing conditions. According to the memo, if an outbreak among vaccinated players causes the postponement of game, the league will attempt to minimize the competitive and economic burden on both teams. So there you have it.
What about the ticket holders? Would they get their money back if the game was forfeited?
I guess you'd have to. Well, you know, and that's something too. Like I noticed whenever I was looking at getting our tickets for our Houdat Social Club trip, is that I've never bought ticket insurance before, mm-hmm. but it might not be a bad idea.
Might not.
Mm-hmm. And those tickets are expensive as they are. So, yeah, another 15. So there's, I think it was $16 for, and that was get it going through the NFL's ticket exchange to have the insurance on it. But, you know, it might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, it might not.
But the probably the most notable player that was upset about it was Arizona Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, and he, of course, deleted the tweet shortly after posting it. But he said that he would question his future in the NFL if it meant not getting the COVID-19 vaccine could potentially hurt his team's chances in 2021. I would love for that to be the real reason, but yeah. I think we hit it earlier that I think it has a little bit more to do with not getting that paycheck.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I'm really surprised that the NFL Players Association isn't throwing a fit over that, because usually you can't just throw things out there like yeah. that without their approval. So I don't know how that's going to fly with them, and I'm sure it's not. Speaking of flying, the Pelicans have a new head coach. How about that segue?
How about that? All right.
See?
That was smooth.
I know. That's what my parents paid for my college for, is great segues like that. And it's been rumored for a couple weeks now, but that Willie Green was going to be the guy. But today it was made official, and he'll be the new head coach. And he had been the assistant coach with the Suns, who just recently got knocked out of the NBA finals. And but really, the Suns had a great year and came out of really nowhere. So, you know, I don't know a whole lot about him. He was an assistant for three seasons with Golden State and two with the Suns. And from what I understand, he's more of a player's coach, and definitely more of a player's coach than what Van Gundy was or is. But hopefully he's gonna have to have some patience, because he's got an awful lot of young guys, and there's gonna be an awful lot more young guys with all these draft picks that we have, unless the Pels package up some of those picks in a trade. But we mentioned it off the air. Bar's not very high, so.
No, it's not.
You know, if you can get to be 500, I think we'd take it as a win.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, the clock is definitely ticking, because, you know, with the rumors and that came out earlier in the summer about Zion's family not being happy that they're not that they're not able to win. He never said anything, which I was glad to hear, but we got to keep that kid happy, because he's going to be one of the best, if not the best player
Absolutely.
In the league at some point. And we need to have that here in New Orleans.
Yeah, it would be nice if he was in a Pelicans uniform when that happened.
Right, and not be the crybaby that Anthony Davis was and took his ball and went to Los Angeles. And good riddance as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the deal. And we were also talking about that, and we've mentioned it on the show before, is that I think the people here in New Orleans, we want to support this team. We want to go to the stadium. We want to go watch basketball. It's just really tough to go see it whenever they're playing so bad. And, you know, no matter who you are, you know, especially in the last year, you know, money's tight, and if you can't just go throw away $100 just to go see some guys half-assed, essentially.
Right. There's too many other things to do.
Well, especially in this city.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited to see what he can do, and I'm really excited to see, now that we officially have our head coach, what direction the team's going to go in and what moves we're going to do to make this team better. So it's going to be it'll be an interesting couple of months, I do believe, between now and when training camp starts. So maybe it's time we can get all fired up again. I got fired up when we got Zion, and he hasn't disappointed. So hopefully this all goes in the right direction. So, all right, well, let's take our last break. We're going to come back, and we're going to make our weekly trip to Florida, and I've got some doozies for you this week.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Never Enough Tattoo, it's 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And it's that time of the week, that time we make our trek to the land of Florida where dreams become nightmares.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
So our first stop is in Port Charlotte, Florida, and the headline is, and I'm pretty sure the most guys don't get upset when this happens, but I'm pretty sure that she might have been indulging in some drugs for this to happen. But the headline reads, Florida man finds naked woman in his pool. And a man who just came back from the doctor's office found an uninvited and naked woman in his pool in Port Charlotte. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office arrested the 42-year-old Heather Kennedy on charges of trespassing and resisting an officer without violence. The homeowner discovered the skinny dipper after finding a trail of clothing from his lanai. What is that?
Your porch.
Oh, okay.
The back porch. Oh, front porch.
That's an awful fancy.
The lanai.
Oh, my. That's very fancy for Florida. I think they need to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But the clothes was trailing from his lanai to the pool. Kennedy did not say what prompted her late afternoon swim in her birthday suit, but the sheriff's office said she became hostile towards the deputies, and she took her time getting out of the pool and then pulled away from deputies as they tried to detain her. She also refused to give her name. Authorities said they eventually identified her through her jail records. So I don't know if she is a frequent skinny dipper, but at least she's – and look, according to her mugshot, it looks like she's – she's at least dabbled in drugs once or twice. All right. So let's see here. What else do we got? Oh, here's a good one. And this comes from Palm Coast, Florida. And this is according to the head. This is an article from WCTV. And the headline is, Naked Florida Man Chases Couple Around Chick-fil-A Parking Lot, deputies say.
Another naked person.
Yep. Only in Florida. So a Palm Coast man is accused of running around naked, swearing, and yelling at people to look at his genitals while in a Chick-fil-A parking lot, according to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office officials. And there's a joke there.
Yeah, there is.
I know, and I'll get back to this, but my mom lived in England for a while, and my grandmother went to visit her the first time, and they don't call chicken there. They call it cock. Mm-hmm. And my their commercial came on the television for chicken. This was this is before I was born, so it was like mid to late 70s. I was born in 79, so it was a couple of years before that. My grandmother thought that she went and got my mom and was all upset because she thought they were talking dirty on the television. And that's the first thing I thought of whenever I saw this.
English cycle. People,
right? All right, Corey Hatzell, 30 years old, was arrested Monday morning after a woman called authorities around 1 a.m. saying Hatzell was chasing her boyfriend and trying to fight him. Oh, that's awful. That's not a good look. Naked.
Nope,
that's bad
not.
Naked. The woman received a call from her boyfriend who was riding his bike by a Winn-Dixie on Palm Coast Parkway when Hatzell started chasing him, authorities said. The woman said when she and her boyfriend arrived at the Chick-fil-A, Hatzell tried to fight her boyfriend and then started to take off his clothes. Officials said Hatzell kept yelling at the woman's boyfriend and saying that he was gay for looking at his penis.
Okay.
When deputies arrived, Hatzell had dried blood on his nose and would not tell authorities his name. Officials said Hatzell yelled at multiple vehicles driving by to look at his genitals while authorities tried to get him to put his shorts on. Hatzell is charged with obstruction by not cooperating with authorities. The woman and her boyfriend did not press charges for the indecent exposure. I didn't know that was an option. I didn't. Yeah. If it's indecent exposure and he's in public, wouldn't that just be the deal?
Yeah, you would think so.
There again, this is that.
It's Florida.
That's right. It's Florida, and they are just enablers.
Yeah,
that's the real problem.
Well, they're used to naked people, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's that, and then people hitting people with weird things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like getting arrested for domestic abuse for hitting people with slices of pizza and. This gentleman, however, this comes from another one from Charlotte County, Florida.
Oh.
It must be a real good time there.
It's another naked guy?
It's not. It's not. Okay. He was, but this comes from Fox 4, and the Florida. The headline is Florida man calls 911 to ask deputies to get him ice cream from his own freezer. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office arrested a man for calling 911 and misusing it. The Sheriff's Office said Michael James Gables called 911, and when deputies arrived, he requested that they take the $20 bill he had on the couch and buy him liquor. Gables made another call to 911. This was previous, because I remember this that one about him calling and wanting him to go pick him up booze. So he made another 911 call this time, and it was to request to get him ice cream from his freezer because he could not get out of the recliner. Deputies determined Gables did not need medical attention and was not in any distress. He was arrested for the misuse of the 911 system. The sheriff's office wants to remind the public emergencies are situations that pose an immediate risk to health, life, property, or environment.
They're not Uber Eats.
No, especially when you just got to walk across the room. Damn. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here. Mike and I will be back tomorrow night with more shenanigans, and we'll have Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and who knows what the hell else we're going to talk about. So until then, Patty, let's just play Gloria.
For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5.